From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama outlined his plans for his final full year in office. During a wide-ranging year-end news conference, the president stressed the need for the United States to remain vigilant, even as his administration works with the international community to defeat the Islamic State group.
Squeezing ISIL's heart, its core in Syria and Iraq, will make it harder for them to pump their terror and propaganda to the rest of the world. At the same time, as we know from San Bernardino, we have to remain vigilant here at home.
The president touted big wins for his administration, citing diplomacy with Iran and Cuba, the passage of significant climate and trade deals, and a Supreme Court ruling legalizing gay marriage. The United Nations Security Council has approved a resolution calling for talks between the Syrian government and opposition groups, as well as a ceasefire in the country's civil war. Delegates from across the world gathered in New York Friday to discuss the deal. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the resolution sends a clear message that it's time to stop the killing in Syria.
There is a clear United Nations embraced, Security Council endorsed political track that reflects the hard work of the International Syria Support Group, which for the first time is a group that contains all of the parties engaged in support or in opposition to the Assad regime.
The resolution formalizes a target of 6 months for establishing a transitional government, followed by elections within 18 months. It also calls for the implementation of a nationwide ceasefire in parallel with intra-Syrian peace talks. This is VOA News. The African Union has authorized deployment of peacekeepers to Burundi and given the Bujumbura government a 4-day deadline to accept the troops. A communique issued by the AU Peace and Security Council on Friday said the peacekeeping force will have up to 5,000 soldiers and police. It authorized the deployment for an initial period of 6 months. The council condemned recent violence in Burundi, including attacks on military barracks in the capital city that left a reported 87 people dead last week. Burundi has been experiencing 8 months of violence and unrest after the announcement that its president, Pierre Nkurunziza, was seeking a third term, a move that his critics say is unconstitutional. The International Organization for Migration said that the number of refugees and migrants arriving in Europe this year is expected to exceed 1 million next week. IOM spokesman Joel Millman said that some 4,300 people arrived on the Turkish coast from two nearby Greek islands Wednesday. He said the organization estimates the 1 million mark will be reached by Tuesday.
These very high flows for December are proving to be what we feared, very lethal, particularly in the eastern Mediterranean, where we counted 706 deaths so far this year. That's 422 since October 16th, so 2 months ago, an average of 7 a day.
The Geneva-based agency said that more than 990,000 people have arrived from Africa or the Middle East. More than half of those who have crossed from Turkey to Greece are from Syria. The Vatican says Pope Francis has recognized a second miracle attributed to the late Mother Teresa, clearing the way for her elevation to sainthood. Vatican officials said Friday the Pope approved a decree that attributed a miracle to Mother Teresa's intercession. The miracle named in the decree is the inexplicable cure in 2008 of a Brazilian man suffering from brain tumors. The Disney company says that Star Wars: The Force Awakens earned a record-breaking $57 million in its opening night Thursday night. The J.J. Abrams-directed epic surpassed the previous opening day record of $43.5 million, that is, set by the final Harry Potter movie. Global ticket sales through 2 days totaled $130 million. Wall Street ended the week on a down note led by losses in banks and technology companies. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped more than 2%, while the S&P 500 was down 1.8%. European and Asian markets were also lower. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.